Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
The whole thing about spoiler alerts these days, Sean.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to have their own set of rules, kind of like the rules of flying. Everybody feels like their rule about when you can stand up, when you can recline your seat and everything. They all feel like, no, this is
my
the
rules.
Rule, yeah. Because this is the way I like it.
Yep.
Spoiler alerts in the age of streaming. These are my rules.
Okay.
If it's a show that occurs that people look at as appointment viewing,
yes,
and they want to see it like in that moment,
yep,
like including like a sports game,
yep,
or event, then you can start talking about it online immediately afterwards.
Okay,
on everything. Now, if it's something that gets dropped all at once, like a Netflix series,
mm-hmm.
I think that's when you gotta exercise some restraint. Like if 12 episodes get dropped on day one, you can't be out there day two talking about the finale of that season.
Yeah, just because you have nothing to do all day and can binge the whole series, don't drag everybody else down.
But when it comes to like Survivor, so Survivor is something that people get excited for. They watch it on Wednesday night. I look at that like a sporting event.
Okay.
They're like, okay, it happened last night, so I didn't get to watch Survivor last night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, you know, same as if there was like the Astros. I'm not going to come in here, obviously, if it's not a sports radio show. But like anybody's not going to walk into the office.
Don't tell me what happened.
Oh, I can't believe you talked about the outcome of the Astros. I mean, I assume they lost.
Right.
But still.
Yeah. And the reason we bring this up is because my daughter's boyfriend is one of the contestants on Survivor.
Yeah.
He's made it to the final nine going into last night.
Okay. And I didn't, going into last night, it looked like he was, might be aligning himself dead set against one of the strongest players in the game.
Yeah.
Q. Am I pronouncing that right?
Q, yep. Okay. Yeah, just the letter Q. You are pronouncing
Thanks.
That letter right.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Sean.
I didn't know if the people knew that it's an initial. Happy
That's true.
To say.
It could have been like Q, like spelled like
C-U-E
the, like the
or,
English
yeah,
Q up.
Yeah, yeah, wise guy. I'm happy to say. Charlie is among the eight.
Oh, nice. Don't tell me who got eliminated.
I won't tell you got eliminated. Okay. I will tell you Charlie won the immunity challenge.
Oh, he did?
It was an individual immunity challenge.
He's not one of the stronger, like, individual challenge guys, so that's awesome that he was able to win that.
He won, yeah, he won the individual. It was all an individual. It was three teams of three.
Yeah.
They did a challenge to eliminate the first team. They did a challenge to eliminate a second team. And then those three remaining competed against each other for one immunity spot.
That's one thing I've noticed in Physical 100, the hit Korean reality show that I've been
watching.
That
you love, yeah.
The teams are a huge wild card.
Yeah.
You end up some weaker players. And Charlie's not a weak player.
No.
Charlie is a player who, very much like people have mistaken his kindness for weakness. And I, even amongst viewers, I could tell, like, a lot of people thought, like, oh, Charlie's so nice, he's going to get eaten alive. And I'm like, no, this kid's savvy.
He ratted out Q to
did
Tiff.
He?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah, that's right. One. Yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
Q's getting too crazy.
Q's
getting out there on a limb. He's
I won't tell you who got eliminated, okay. But just know, yeah, Charlie, I'm in a good mood today because Charlie has survived another round.
Your daughter's not going out with a loser.
Yeah. Well, not yet, at least. We'll see. Got to 8. Big deal. Get to 5, all right? And then wake me up.
Don't embarrass the family.
That's right. That's right. Daniel Jeremiah last year in his mock draft, the day of the draft or the day before the draft, within 24 hours of the draft, conspicuously had the Texans moving up from 12-3 just after taking C.J. Stroud with the second pick. Ben, give me the sounder here. With the second pick, Houston Texans select C.J. Stroud in this mock draft. Turns out he was right. At Bryce going 1, C.J. going 2. Daniel Jeremiah, the only mock drafter this time last year, a year ago today, that had the Texans trading up to 3 and selecting Will Anderson Jr., and he said this. It's no secret that Arizona wants to trade out of number 3, and it's no secret that Houston is seriously considering an edge rusher with its second pick. Both teams get what they want in this scenario. Houston now has a pillar on each side of the ball. That's accurate.
What are the odds that Daniel Jeremiah just guessed that versus what are the odds that, as you know, Bill Belichick the other day when he was ESPN said that those last 12, he said 12 hours, I'm guessing it's maybe 24 hours is when the real info starts leaking.
Yep.
Because people kind of, and they probably are pretty selective in who they leak things to.
Sure.
Because they either want something to happen or maybe they just want to curry favor with a Daniel Jeremiah. Yeah. I think the Texans chose right. If they're going to leak information, I would much rather have them leak it to Daniel Jeremiah than a Mel Kiper or something.
Yes.
Mel Kiper, by the way, his final mock draft last year had Bryce Young going to the Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
Had the Texans taken Will Anderson number 2
overall.
So
he was buying into all that silly smoke.
Think about the weirdness that this would have been, though. Number 3, Titans trade up for C.J. Stroud.
I remember that now. Yeah. Yeah. That would have been.
That would have
been,
sucked so bad.
That would have sucked really bad.
He also had Will Levis going number 4 overall to the Colts.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, the boy.
He barely went 4th overall in the second round of the draft. he went 33. He was 2nd overall. He was in the second quartile of the round 2 quartile.
Winners were in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
Real quick. Speaking of 5 months after the fact, Jim Irsay wants everybody to know it wasn't a drug overdose.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, why did it take 5 months for this?
So
to come
is
out?
Is he? Can I make fun of him again?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Because okay. 5 months after the fact, where everybody was assuming that he had OD'd on drugs, or it was reported.
Okay.
He's clarifying. No, it wasn't.
God, I hope they do something stupid in the draft tonight so I can repurpose that voice.
Oh. Yeah.
So this year in Daniel Jeremiah's final mock draft, he doesn't have anything in here, Seth, nearly as sizzly as a trade up to 3 to get Will Anderson. In fact, he's only got, by my count, 2 trades in this draft. He's got Philly moving up from 22-12 with Denver to draft a tackle. Now, Denver does move back and take Bo Nix with the 22nd pick. So there is a sizzly thing happening in the chain of events, but it's not the move up. The move up is a move up to go get an offensive lineman. And then they have Washington, or Daniel Jeremiah has Washington, trading from 36 up into the first round to draft a tackle. So I guess if you're looking to keep an eye on certain things tonight with the draft, Philly and Washington moving up in the first round to go get one of these tackles. It's a very tackle-heavy first round, it sounds like. That's a position that's a very, maybe, other than wide receiver, maybe the strongest position in the upper portion of this draft.
Yeah, the tackles are the ones that, and it is, look, as we talked about yesterday, it's one of the safest marquee positions you can take in the draft.
That's right.
And I think part of that is it's a technique-heavy position, and usually you can tell a lot more about maybe by a guy's junior or senior year in college whether they've got the ability to tie it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of it, I mean, just the physical measurables matter. For whatever reason, it's a safer pick to take an offensive tackle. More of those guys end up being mainstays on their team forever. The Daniel Jeremiah mock draft from last year did have, he also had the Colts taking Will Levis at number 4 overall.
Okay.
It just goes to show you how much these guys are kind of, I think, victim to the groupthink sometimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was, and you can kind of tell maybe who they get their information from. I mean, like, Daniel Jeremiah was spot on a trade where you really, you almost have to have information.
Right.
And then the very next pick, he's got Will Levis. Not only did they not take Will Levis, they took another quarterback altogether.
Right, yeah. Anthony Richardson in this draft, in Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft, you know, the Colts still had the choice at Will Levis. I don't even know where Anthony Richardson went in this draft.
Yeah.
I mean, in Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft.
Right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So that's the old, that was the mock that nailed the Texans draft last year. So
the second round, the problem with the second round stuff is that it's impossible at that point. It's like your brackets in the NCAA tournament. There's just too many different things that can happen in the first round that, like, to nail a pick in the second round is nothing but it's not pure and total luck.
No,
but there's a lot left to chance.
I think if you guess the right position in the second round, then you should get credit for it. You know what I mean? Like, in the second round, if somebody guesses Johnny Newton for the Texans and it winds up being Chris Jenkins. Hey, they drafted a defensive tackle. You're 42 picks in or whatever. I'll give you half credit for that, you know?
Daniel Jeremiah had Anthony Richardson going number 20 overall to the Seahawks last
year. The Seahawks. Okay, I remember him falling quite a bit in Jeremiah's draft. Okay, so there you go. Man, we got you covered wall-to-wall on the draft today, not only on our show, but obviously In the Loop. The Drive with Clint and Ron, they're going to have you covered on the draft. And then, of course, actual draft coverage tonight, starting at 6 with Texans All Access, and then the first pick of the draft coming shortly after 7 o'clock. John Harris, Andre Ware, Mark Vandermeer have you covered. Seth will be on with the fellas tomorrow out at the draft party with Mark and John, and then I'll be with John Harris and Cecil Shorts on Saturday morning for day 3 of the draft. Up next, the 8 at 8. We call it the Ocho, 8 stories, a lot of NFL stuff we got to get to in the 8 at 8. We will rapid fire that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this.
It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.